W4 HI Mobile, Monterey.
W4 DJW Mobile, good morning.
From Seneca. Beautiful day down here. Decided to run to the grocery store to get a few items for today's meal that needed to be done. And then I'm going to work in the yard this afternoon for a while. And then go swimming at the YMCA. What's your itinerary?
I am too. I'm in Greer now, headed to Simpsonville to hang a few antennas, wire antennas in the sky. I don't know how long it'll take, but I've been putting it off for a long time. Time to take care of it, get it done. So I think there's going to be a 40-meter bazooka and then some other dipole-type antennas to get up in the sky, and then come back home and start programming again. I'm leaving programming to go hang antennas.
For ham or for yourself?
Another ham.
I tell you what, your services are admired.
What was that question? I didn't catch it.
Your services are admired.
Oh, well, thank you. That's kind of fun. I enjoy it. I got one of those tree feller big shot slingshots. It's a bright yellow one. It's about 6 foot tall. It's got rubber bands that are a little less than an inch in diameter, a piece, both of them. And a big pouch to put a hacky sack in. The hacky sack's full of lead, anywhere from 8 ounces to 16 ounces, depending on how high you want to go and how far you want to go. And then some wax rope to attach to them so it slides through the tree limbs really easily. So that does make it a lot easier. And if the wind's not blowing, it's super easy. If the wind's blowing, it's the best shot.
Well, I've had my antenna up now for 3 years, and I lowered it just this early part of the, right in January, February. It hadn't been lowered in a few years. And it came down really good. None of the ropes grew into the trees. And I reversed the rope so that if it was riding on it, it wouldn't ride on it again because it'd be at a different end. And it's all back up again, so I'm good. But that's nice that you're doing that for someone. And putting them up there, it's a fun travel. I use a bow and arrow with a small, with mounted filament line. And it does really good. It goes way up there. And I have it so that if it uses some greased string, so if it gets hung up, I just kind of pull on the monofilament line and it either breaks or it releases itself, and then the arrow usually falls to a tip made out of a wheel nut.
Way to do it. I have contemplated using bow and arrow, but I never did it. I did build a potato gun one time, had a really long snout on the end of it. And instead of using tennis balls, I used one of those paint rollers. And it worked really good. It's just the pressure in the plastic chamber that was about a 6-inch diameter chamber scared me. I had a really good big valve that you could turn it all at once and let the air pressure off there really fast. And it would go shooting out of that thing. But it was a lot of mass. So it would bounce around coming down the other side. The hacky sacks full of lead, they're not much mass, but they're a lot of weight. So you can use a heavy one if you got a lot of foliage to come through, or you can use a light one if you got to go really high. A heavy one doesn't go high, but it comes down really good. A light one doesn't come down really good, but it will go really high.
I tell you what, there should be a book just of all the different ways of doing it. A friend of mine has, right? Regularly changes his antennas, wire antennas. He's a fishing pole, good, like a surf boat, cast, and a golf ball. And he says it works really good. I find a golf ball. I'm going to try it just for the fun of it, see how it works. That one would be a real simple one. Over.
My son was doing it he explained it to me one time. It's been a long time ago. I brought my big shot over to his house to get over some big trees, but he told me he could do pretty good with a slingshot. I used to use multirotors. The Hex multirotor has a camera looking down, so when you take off, you're looking straight down, and you can see the weight that you're lifting up, and you can see the tree going when you're going past it, so you can pretty much, you have a person hold onto the line and not pull real hard, but keep the line from bowing in the wind, and then apply the multirotor over the tree to the other side, make sure it's in the clearing where you want it, or find the biggest hole you can for it to come down, and then go up a little higher than you would normally go up, so it builds up some velocity as it's coming down. Then when you let go of it, it has free air to fall to do, 32 feet per second squared before it hits limbs and starts slowing down. That way worked really good until I invested so much in the multirotor that it wasn't any longer worth it. Hanging a $200 and a $6,000 multirotor just didn't make sense.
VWA mobile.
The news station picking up. I'm pulling in the driveway with some groceries. 7-3, nice talking to you, and thanks for some of the techniques you spoke of. W4HIQ.
4DJW. Go ahead, Steve.
Ed, how you doing?
Tomorrow will be my first week, a solid week, without treatments. So I have 4 weeks of reprieve before I have to go do an inspection to see if there's been any growth. So I am on cloud nine, no chemo for a month.
Good for you. Hey, how's my audio?
And you're talking.
Because, I'll tell you what, I've spent the last 5 weeks up and down with a nasty, nasty cold that I got from my grandson. And I've got a mask on to protect me from the pollen right now. I've never had problems with pollen, but good Lord, after this cold, it's tearing me up.
You told me about the petri dish, the walking petri dishes, but yeah, that reduced your ability to be resistant to the pollen. I get that 100%. Once your respiratory system has been challenged, it doesn't take much to make you aware that something else is going on, but I hope you get through that pretty quick. I know it's miserable. I know it took both the Larrys, KK4JBQ Larry and KC4SKD Larry, it took both of them well over 2 months to get clear of it. And every now and then I still hear a faint trace of it in their voices.
Well, I had it for 2 solid weeks and it broke and it started going away and then all of a sudden it kicked back on me again. Or I've caught something else. And it hit me night before last and it's just... every now and then you guys got to use the proper descriptor. It has kicked my boop.
And you're probably sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? You ready to get out there and do some flying or whatever?
By the field 3 or 4 days ago. Have you?
But I do monitor the emails that come out, and they said there was a lot of red dirt over there where they've been working. They worked on the culvert to get in, and then they're supposed to bring some gravel out for the backside of the hangar for that, where the airplanes come out. They didn't want any gravel over there. They didn't want anything flying up in the air. I guess they talked them into something, maybe something really big, so that little bits and pieces can't fly up in their intake.
Now, is the flying club doing that, or is that the field owner?
Fairfield Flyers, the model club.
Well, okay. But I will tell you this. That grass must have been just freshly cut, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Was it calling your name? Did you hear it in your ears?
Gosh, the nav system almost came on and pulled my steering wheel away.
Well, the key to that is just give in. Go get your airplane, charge it up, charge the transmitter, check them out really good, do a really quick short flight to begin with, check everything out, and then go flying.
I'll tell you something. Right now, I think I'm probably another 2 weeks away from being able to get in the air. I have got to get myself in a reasonable health situation before I get out there and fight that pollen. Because, you know, there's trees all around there. It's got to be thick.
I get that. Well, let me know then. Oh, let's set a tentative date 2 weeks out, because I'll be 2 weeks into my healing by then, or 3 weeks. Well, 2 to 3 weeks into my healing, so I'll be feeling good and ready to go flying. So if you're feeling good and ready to go flying at that time, let me know and we'll go.
Man, I tell you what, that just sounds great. Now all we got to do is pick a day with wind under 20 miles an hour.
When I was out, I was thinking, this would be beautiful weather except for the wind. It would be perfect weather to fly. The sun was out, the sky was clear as it could be, but the trees, all the tops of the trees were just dancing around like like the wind was blowing like it was.
What's out there today? What's the winds like today? Not that I'm going to get to go, because you can tell by my voice, I'm still just nasty. But just curious, what's the winds like today? It looks fairly calm.
Behind the airport, the GSP airport, and I'm looking at the top of the trees, and I'm not seeing them moving. So I don't see any flags anywhere to get a better view. But if I see a flag, I'll let you know. But the tops of the trees are pretty well stable.
Oh, you're right on the 357, at the corner of 357 and 358. And I see the leaves moving just a little bit, but the limbs are not. So that's got to be under about 6 or 7. That's perfect.
Training center, and they've got some of those little, they're long flags, but they stick out short, but they go down long. And they were just barely moving in the wind. Hang on a minute, I got a phone call coming in. W4DJW.
W.A. Stan.
I went to voicemail before I could get it. It was ringing in my hearing aids. I got my hearing aids on. I don't usually wear them anymore. They hurt my ears, but Amy gets frustrated when she has to repeat herself all the time, so I put them in today. And the phone rings in my ears. Anyway, it went to voicemail. I'll catch it later.
But I learned. She said for me to do something that I really didn't want to do right at that moment. So I said, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say? And she said, well, you got your hearing aids in. What's the matter? I said, I guess the batteries are dead.
Well, I do turn mine down sometimes if they start hurting really bad. They work best if they're like at 40 to 45, but when it starts hurting, I turn them down to like 32. And then they work a little bit, but nowhere near as good.
So your phone
has an app that you just pull it up, and you can set the bass and treble and the volume.
The ones have that function and feature. I've got that. I've got Oticon, and they work fairly well. And I can also, losing my voice, I can also change the filtration in it for general sound, or it'll actually pull speech out of background noise.
Those settings, for like if you're in a crowded room and everybody's talking. That's what I find the most difficult of anything, to hear what somebody's saying. I can see their lips moving, but I don't hear a word coming out. And I put it on that, and it helps a little bit, but it's not like it makes it crystal clear.
The man works pretty good. I can go to church, and, if the choir is singing or something, if they've got everything run through the sound system, I can actually, with that filter, dial down the sound system and hear his voice directly. It's great. So anyhow, yeah, mine work pretty good. I'm happy with them. Well, in the meantime, let's go ahead and make some room for some other folks to jump in there. I feel like I'm hogging the repeater. So, if you want to, I'm available about any day except for Thursdays. You want to pick a day tentative 2 weeks from now?
Well, the week, Wednesday. Let's see. Yesterday was Wednesday. So next Wednesday and then the Wednesday after that. I can't pull up a calendar.
Me too. Well, look, I'll tell you what. Whenever I get stopped, I'll pull that up, and you go ahead and pull it up and put it in your scheduler, and we'll put it down for like 1 or 2 o'clock that Wednesday. How's that?
And the day before that, the Tuesday, I'll get transmitter and receiver batteries all charged up and maybe cycled and charged.
That man out and checked in a little over, it's been over a year, so I figured I better do it about a week before, just in case I need to order some transmitter batteries or something of that nature. So I'll get man set up and checked and ready to go, and that sounds great. And in the meantime, Bud, you take it easy, be safe out there, and I will talk to you soon. KN4, BWA, clear after your final.
Sounds like your voice needs a break. Anyway, good talking to you. Sorry to hear you're going through it yet again. Hopefully, you'll get your last cycle here before the go line. KN4 VWA, W4 DJW, mobile. I enjoyed it.